You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Hope you're ready for a fun week, a fun Monday show with your boys in the morning. So many of your favorites are back, including the Mindbender, which will return at 7:30, a new Mindbender Club poll question. Tomorrow, I know it's a huge day for boys against the girls because it's all tied up, and tomorrow's the last game of the month for that. So we got a lot going on this week. We'll keep you busy. Did you have a good break? Everything
real
good?
Nice, we'll break. Yeah, like you said, we'll probably just do a little quick recap at 7 and talk about everything we did. But it was nice. It was really nice. I think priority number one was to just get some sleep. It was really nice to, you know, go to bed at a fairly decent time. We stayed up a little later, but, you know, sleep until the sun was actually up. So it was nice to catch up a little bit. Nicole's like, wow, you are just, I'm glad you're getting sleep. You're not as cranky as you usually are. So, yeah. I was like, well, get ready, baby. We're back.
My true nature came out because I've told you before, I'm a mega night owl.
And
almost every night of our break, I was up for sure every night past midnight.
Wow.
And there were some that it was 1, and one night it was 1:30 in the morning. Mm-hmm. And that appears to be my circadian rhythm. My body clock is to stay up super late. So doing morning radio for the last 30 years is just kind of stupid because it goes contrary to what my body wants to do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so, it's tough, man. I mean, yeah, and like today it's like, boom, 2:45 again. I was like, I'm up an hour early than what I'm even supposed to be, so.
Yeah, isn't that funny that your like, mind will let you
it's
know
all of a sudden,
when it's back to work time?
It was that, and then I was telling Nicole this morning, it was like the weirdest things. I was sitting there at 2:45 staring at the ceiling thinking about, like, one of which was, if I were to ever choke and be home alone, how would I give myself the Heimlich? That was one of the things I was thinking about.
Why were you thinking about that?
I have no idea. It was the most random stuff, and I was thinking about a rental property that we used to have and thinking about, well, what if we'd still owned that and what would we be doing with that? And it was just like every weird direction I could possibly go in. I'm like, holy cow. Well, I guess back in this weird routine.
Did you immediately get out of bed and go Google how to give yourself a Heimlich?
No, I was just coming up with scenarios, essentially. You know, I was pretty much planning on doing the whole throw yourself on the kitchen chair where you just kind of up and over and it pops it out. So I don't know if that's some sort of premonition of something in my future that's going to be coming out or what, if I'm going to be choking later this afternoon. I don't know. I do not know why I was thinking about that. But it's funny that, you know, as soon as Monday rolls around, it's like, boom, the internal clock just shifts for me back to work and back up early. And
well, it didn't help that I stay up. My horrible team was playing on Sunday night football.
I watched some of that last night. Did they win? It was pretty. I shut it off when it was 20-20. I was like, it's a pretty good battle right now.
Yeah.
What happened? They lost.
They always lose.
He's looking and old. That Aaron Rodgers is looking old and tired, buddy.
He is. You know,
he looks sad.
It's one of those things where they keep talking about a player who's hurt and how tough he is. I'm like, well, if he's not, I don't put in somebody who's not hurt.
Yeah.
And then he's like, well, you know, a hurt Aaron Rodgers is better than a, you know. No, he's not.
I was enjoying all the close-up camera views they were trying to get of his hand because his pinky's jacked up or something. And all it was butt shots. Because they kept trying to follow the pinky. And we were all sitting there laughing because it was nothing but butt shots of all these men in their tighty, tight pants and their tight little booties.
You know, for the Broncos, though, the miserable season continues. And they had fighting on the sidelines. You know, there was tension where players are, you know, yelling at each other. And one guy, defensive guy, got in Russell Wilson's face. You don't get in the face of your $250 million quarterback.
He looked scared, too. Russell Wilson was like,
I'll tell you, he was going to cry. Side with, if you're paying Russell Wilson $250 million, the team will be on his side.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. But still, really bad. Really, really bad.
I don't know what it is about the. Maybe it's just a 1 year getting used to everything, and then next year the Broncos will go to the Super Bowl.
Could be. I do feel bad for the new ownership, though, that forked out all that money, and now they're looking at this team going, what did we do?
We bought a lemon.
Is there like a one-season return policy?
Right.
Can we throw these guys back up on Nextdoor or Craigslist or something?
A lot of companies have, you know, 30-day return. Oh, speaking of buying stuff online, I'm going to save my crazy teenager story for later. But I will tell you what's funny. Have you ever had this happen where somebody, like in your case, like your spouse, has told you what they want for Christmas?
Mm-hmm.
And so you get it for them. And then, well, I'll just tell you. Gretchen told me what she wanted. She told me a few weeks ago, and I waited and waited and waited. Yesterday, I sat down with my laptop, and I ordered it online. Okay?
Yeah.
After weeks, probably 3 weeks ago, she's told me about this. And I ordered it yesterday. 30 minutes later, she walked in. She goes, remember what I told you? I've changed my mind. I kind of want... I'm like,
duh, cancel order.
Oh. She goes, you didn't already get that, did you? I go, 30 minutes ago.
Son of a... So, I hate Christmas.
And now a lot of people are going to be, you know, a little bit later on in the show, we might talk too about, you know, Cyber Monday, which is ridiculous because it's cyber every day.
Yeah, we'll definitely touch on that. I have a little bit of that for trending. I have a little audio I'm going to play from Alexa with that. But we should maybe talk about that a little bit more because it's funny. Anything that we wanted for Christmas, me or Nicole, we've purchased it for ourselves. And then what we're going to do is once it arrives, we hand it over to the other person and they wrap it and put it under the tree. It's mm-hmm. the weirdest damn thing that we do. I ordered this tool shelf that I want from Home Depot. I have to go pick it up. It's going to the store. I'll pick it up, bring it home, and hand it over to her and say, here, give me this for Christmas. Well, it's so strange.
You know, what I had purchased for her was... It wasn't cheap.
Also a tool cabinet?
It was a few hundred dollars, mm-hmm. okay? But what she changed her mind and wanted instead costs, are you ready?
Yeah.
$4,600.
What?
And I said, dream on.
What is it? I got to know.
Because, you know, she's a big social media influencer, right? She's got the billions of followers and makes all these videos. She's looking for a specific camera to do her time-lapse stuff that she does.
You can do that on an iPhone.
And it's a $4,600 camera. I said, let's do some shopping around on that.
Yeah, why don't you, if you're so big on the social, have them send it to you for free and post about it.
Yeah, well, she's had some of that stuff done before, but I don't think with this they're going to be... I don't think they're going to be doing that game. But, she's like, yeah, forget that one. How about this one? It's almost $5,000.
Pass.